Hi, this is Steve Ide from the Research Bureau. Today I want to discuss recent events in Central Falls, Rhode Island. Central Falls is about 45 minutes southeast of Worcester with a population of about 19,000 people. It's the smallest and also densest city in Rhode Island, and it recently filed for bankruptcy. Municipal bankruptcy is a very rare occurrence, even in these times of unprecedented strain on state and local finances. In 2010, there were only 5 municipal bankruptcy filings, compared with almost 60,000 filings for among businesses. Nevertheless, the unavoidable question about Central Falls is it the canary in the mine? Is it a sign of trends to come? Most municipal bankruptcies are event-driven. A city, town, or county made a bad decision or set of decisions that set them on an unsustainable path. The state capital of Pennsylvania, Harrisburg, has been teetering on the brink of bankruptcy for a couple of years as a result of a failed incinerator project. Jefferson County, Alabama, which could very soon become the biggest municipal bankruptcy in American history, made corrupt deals on Wall Street derivatives that blew up in the wake of the financial crisis. The point is that, in an event-driven bankruptcy, the reason for the municipality's insolvency is particular to their own situation, and thus not representative of the condition of American cities, counties, and towns more broadly. But Central Falls bankruptcy cannot so easily be described as event-driven. Most of the story sounds uncomfortably familiar. The proximate cause of Central Falls' troubles was state aid cuts caused by the recession, something we are very familiar with in Massachusetts. As a result of the cuts, the city now has an enormous recurring structural deficit of almost 30% the size of its operating budget. Pensions are also at the heart of the problem. While nearly all American cities have an unfunded pension liability, Central Falls' pension system is projected to actually run out of money in October. The unwillingness of unions and retirees to accept benefit cuts left Central Falls no choice but to declare bankruptcy. That said, most experts argue that Central Falls is not indicative of a general trend and that most municipalities will continue to seek and find solutions to their fiscal difficulties outside of bankruptcy proceedings, which can be costly and uncertain. Also, states often intervene to prevent fiscal distress from turning into insolvency. Hence, Massachusetts' decision to intervene in Lawrence in 2010 and Springfield in 2005. But another more intriguing possibility is that Central Falls will chart a course towards a new pre-packaged form of municipal bankruptcy. Rhode Island has one of the weakest economies in the nation, and its cities are notorious for mismanagement and corruption. 24 pension plans in Rhode Island are below 50% funded. Thus, there was great anxiety in the state that, even if Providence and Warwick did not have to declare bankruptcy, Central Falls' collapse could cause them to be treated less generously by the municipal bond market. Access to the municipal bond market is vital to cities. When a distressed city is unable to borrow money or if it has to pay very high interest rates, its fiscal situation will only deteriorate further. In anticipation of the possibility that Central Falls' problems would make it difficult for other cities in Rhode Island to borrow money, the Rhode Island State Legislature recently passed a law giving municipal bondholders first claim in bankruptcy proceedings, ahead of all other creditors, including workers and retirees. This will have the effect of simplifying the Central Falls bankruptcy proceedings as simply an effort to convince a judge that the city's collective bargaining contracts and benefit promises are unaffordable. This could set a powerful precedent for those other cities who are truly incapable, as opposed to just unwilling, to fund their employee compensation costs, which are by far the majority of expenditures at the local level. This is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.